Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen moderators, Ron Hugo before you. For the last affirmative of the evening, I'd like to go to his start number one. What exactly does it mean to do something in the name of Jesus? He went to Thayer and said it means to do something by the command or by his authority, acting on his behalf, promoting his cause. Then he went to my chart. I believe it's my chart number 16. Joseph Thayer said to do a thing in the name of, by one's command and authority, acting on his behalf, promoting his cause. Put it up. He said, now, why is this in the lexicon if it's not right? Well, I told you, these are silent revisions. They didn't go back and erase what they had already wrote. They simply put notations. And you can look at this notation to find out what's in this definition of in the name. And in Thayer's edition of Winer's Manual of the Greek New Testament, page 390, and if any of you have a question about this quotation, you can all go to Harding Bible College, Harding University. The book is right over there. That's where I got the book from. Maybe you need to do a little more study and check on some of these notations. But he said this definition is incorrectly applied to the phrase in the name of someone in particular. Did he ever mention any of this? Thayer did not advocate a no formula. The phrase in the name is used in various senses. In the use of the name of Christ, the power of his name, being invoked for assistance, and acknowledging him, praising, professing the name. Even with this definition, he didn't mean you did it and didn't invoke or profess the name. Then he went on to bind his expository dictionary. I didn't even introduce this. It's simply on the chart because some of your brothers introduced it. And I had it up here in case he did introduce it. They put it up here, and most of the time they just quote half of it. For all that a name implies of authority. See, there a man needs authority. So I had down here where he also said an acknowledgement or confession of Acts 4:12 and 8:16. That's simply on there to show you that mine also acknowledges that in the name refers to a confession of the name. But since he mentioned Acts 8:16, let's go to my chart number 11. Acts 8:16 and 19:5 says they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is the Greek text. This is the word of Christ, which means into the name. Now, Barrel Harding English, page 572, says this phrase, eistoanomata, or into the name, is a formula of Hellenistic legal commercial language. Eistoanomata, to the name, to the account over which the name stands. Through baptism, eistoanomata, the one who is baptized becomes a possession of and comes under the protection of the one whose name he bears. He is under the control of the effective power of the name, and the one who bears the name, he is dedicated to them. An additional factor to a degree, maybe the sense of into the name equals with mention of the name. Therefore, we can apply this definition right here. They were baptized with mention of the name of the Lord Jesus. Kill's Theological Dictionary, he said they're all in disagreement. Now watch this. Many things are in disagreement. Kill's Theological Dictionary of the New Testament, Volume 1, pages 539 through 540. The distinctive feature of Christian baptism is that it is ministered isto onama Christo. That is, the formula isto onama seems rather to have been a technical term in Hellenistic commerce. Notice, they're in agreement. To the account. In both cases, the use of the phrase is understandable since the account bears the name of the one who owns it, and in baptism, the name of Christ is pronounced, invoked, and confessed by the baptizer. Thayer says in page 94, it means to profess the name. F.F. Bruce, page 187, these words may have been used regularly in a formula by the baptizer. Now, in chart number 21, his chart number 21. He talks about James 2 and 7. And he's got it on the chart. Well, it doesn't mention water baptism, but he never did mention when was the name called upon them. On my chart, I showed you that it was called one particular time. Now, when was it called? Your own brother, Dr. Guy in Wood, said it was most surely the name of Christ pronounced upon them in baptism. I noticed he didn't go back over here to Luke 24:47 and try to say that it doesn't mention either. I guess he's finally come back over to the Church of Christ and has realized that remission of sins refers to baptism. Remission of sins should be preached in his name. Preaching does mention what was said. It mentions baptism. It mentions what was said. His chart number 29. His chart number 29. He goes back over to Judah. Not that blaspheme that worthy name. By the which you were called. The Greek text says, name which was called upon you. he cross-references with 1 Peter 4:14-16. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, do you not know how one becomes a Christian? They become a Christian by being baptized in the name of Jesus. And that name is called over them. James 2:7. It's chart number 11. Back to Charlie Manson. He wants to spend all the time talking about Charlie Manson. Now, Charlie Manson's been in jail for a long time. I don't think we need to bring up Charlie Manson in the Bible today. But he gets up there and he talks about, in the name of Manson, in the name of Manson. He didn't tell us if he saw the documentary, or if it was a book. He didn't tell us if he read it. You don't know exactly what that meant. I said they wrote the name Manson on the wall. It very well might have been if they called the name Manson they killed. You don't know any more than I know. But notice this. Did you notice that he did not mention one thing about how words change their meanings? It might be that you look at a 20th century dictionary, like you quoted in your first speech, that says in the name means by the authority, but you can just as well go to a 20th century dictionary and look at baptized and it'll say sprinkle. But you don't believe that. You can just as well go to a 20th century dictionary and it says Pussy is a flirtatious woman. I made that illustration. He just ignored it. But Wayne told us on his broadcast that the original meaning of Pussy is a housewife. So we got to go back to the original Greek, and that's what I did by going to the lexicon. Number six, his chart number six. He says it always says what they said. Then they that gladly received his word. I wonder if they got an email or telegram there. He says, well, we always need to go back to the Bible. But not one time have they put up the chart or even referred to the chart on consistent use of in the name of Jesus. Not one time did he bring up the consistent use in the Old Testament. Not one time has he dealt with the Old Testament authorities. Not one time has he dealt with the New Testament authorities. He got up there and said, well, maybe I'll catch it in my last speech. Yes, you're falling right into Tommy's rut again. Falling right into Tommy's rut. Give me my chart this one time. Consider the woman. In the name does not mean by the authority. Again, we have to go back. Is it not plain to you? The Lord said they prophesied a lie in my name. He got up here and he said, oh, it's possible to prophesy a lie in his name and not have his authority. Well, I guess it's possible to baptize in his name and not have his authority. You know that's not what it means. You know that it means they prophesied a lie while calling on the name of Jehovah, whatever the next part is. Colossians 3:17. Now, he says a lot of times things that I supposedly said. He said, oh, Jason said that you don't have to say the name Jesus here. No, that's not what I said. I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus in Colossians 3:17 does mean invoking the name. We invoke the name when we give thanks. We give thanks. We say, thank you, Jesus. I brought it right over to Colossians, or Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, heart and gingham, take about the to thank God on the name of the name of Jesus. He said, well, he said, sometimes you say it, sometimes you don't. You know, but I said, parallel it to 1 Thessalonians 5:15, pray without ceasing. This doesn't mean you have to go around saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Anymore, pray without ceasing means you got to go around saying, or pray all the time. You never change one word because you're praying all the time. Next chart. Acts 11:14, did he ever refer to this chart? No, he didn't. Didn't put it up, didn't refer to it. Acts 11:14, these are the words that would save them. Through his name you receive remission of sin. It's not just through baptism, it's through his name. They were commanded to be baptized in the name of Jesus. What does it mean? Chad first saw in the Encyclopedia of Religious Notes, he said they're all in disagreement, but friends, they all look like they're in agreement to me. Baptized with utterance of the name. While naming or calling on the name. Here's the next chart. Ephesians 5, here we go back again. He said, oh, well, you got over here. And he said, whatsoever you do, that's parallel with giving thanks. No, I said, whatsoever you do, and do all is parallel with always and for all things. Giving thanks is parallel with giving thanks. We're giving thanks to God and the Father, and we're doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This means that when we give thanks for something, like when you kiss your wife, you can say, thank you, Jesus, for my wife. And you obey Colossians 3:17. You got back up here to talk about Psalms and Scripture, something not satisfied with last night. Do the next chart. consistent use of in the name. He's never referred to it. Preaching. Didn't know he straightly commanded you that you should not teach in this name? How did they know what name they taught in if the name was not invoked? Prayer, John 15-16. Whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, has he ever dealt with the fact I ask it? You ever pray and not invoke the name? Wayne's prayed twice, just about. He's invoked the name both times. Being bold, Acts 9:27, and how he preached boldly at Damascus, in the name of Jesus, this refers to Saul actually speaking the name. Gather together, you know good and well, you never gather together and do not call on the name. You never refer to the fact that you get baptized and not say the name? You ever seen a baptism done in silence? Yes, sure. Old Testament usage, he never referred to this. Servants sent in David's name. They spake to Nabal according to all the words in the name of David. Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? Now, we don't know the communications went on, but it's obvious that they invoked the name David, or Nabal wouldn't know that they were sent from David. They are sent in Ahab's name. This does not mean that they were sent in his authority because they didn't know anything about him. Never refer to these Hebrew authorities. Oh, they look like they're all in disagreement. No, they're all in agreement. Swell their thumbs on her, page 983. In the name of Jehovah, meets called in the name. Ground driver preach, page 1048. In the name of Jehovah, meets the call in. That is, use the name of Jehovah in worship. Next chart. James 2:7, he says, well, there's in baptism. They refer to the fact that the Amplified Bible translated as the name of Christ invoked in baptism. His own brother is a scholar enough. Move it up. Dr. Guy N. Wood, it is literally which is called upon you. The verb called is from the Greek word epithaleo. Air is passive participle, signifies the sign of name to place it upon this name of the Holy Spirit of Christ pronounced upon us in baptism. Next chart. Acts 9:6. Arise and go into the city, and shall be told thee what thou must do. Hey, brother, he said this phrase. Calling on the name of the Lord does not mean to invoke the name. But I have here the definition of epithaleo. The name of one is named upon someone. I'm sorry if this goes against your grain. I'm sorry if this does not match up with your doctrine, but this is what the word means. Baptize, wash, and call in Greek are in the middle voice, the causative middle. Causative middle means to have something done to you. I've let Mr. Donahue translate the scripture for us. Was Saul told to get baptized or go baptized? He circled get baptized. Was Saul to go wash away his sin? Or was Saul to get his sins washed away or go wash away someone's sins? Well, he said it meant to go get his sins washed away. Well, then it follows that it means get his name called over him, not go call upon his name. F.F. Bruce, who is not a Pentecostal, and your own brother, H. Leo Bowles, said, this should be translated, get yourself baptized, get your sins washed away. Calling on the name means invoking the name, and thus he was commanded to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Next chart. Give me this chart. Number 35. One time this time. Falsely in my name. Now he says this is proof this point, but no, actually it proves my point. In the name does not mean by the authority. He said that over and over. And he got up there and he said, well, you know, they prophesied, and the word prophesy means inspired preaching. Now, he wouldn't admit that in the woman preacher's debate when women prophesied. But you know what? Actually, the word prophesy generically means to speak or preach. That's all it means. Speak or preach. You can do it, he says here, you can do it in his name, but not with his authority. So then in his name does not mean by the authority. This chart number 13. Then it's my chart number 13. Matthew 28:19. He got up here and he said, well, it says here in the name. See, this is not similar to this. This is a singular noun followed by three prepositional phrases connected by coordinating conjunctions. A fifth grader can see this. Singular name, singular noun of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Acts 3:13, this is a singular noun followed by three prepositional phrases connected by coordinating conjunctions. The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob. And he didn't even refer to this. If this refers to three names, this refers to three gods. He says, well, you ought to bring this up tomorrow morning. Why? This might bring this up tomorrow morning. Chart number 27. Here's chart number 27. What's my time?
6 minutes.
I've already referred to this, but I want to get it up for you. Acts 22:16, the person getting baptized does this, calling on the name, but we show this in the middle voice. In the middle, baptized in the middle voice means he's got here to be baptized. It's to get baptized. Saul was to have someone baptize him. He wasn't supposed to baptize himself. He says here, the person getting baptized does the calling. Well, I don't know. That might be kind of dangerous. I've never seen anybody call on the name while they were getting baptized. Somebody might drown. Get a mouthful of water or something. The middle voice means he was to get his sins washed away, not go wash away sin. He didn't command him to go baptize somebody and go wash away their sins. He didn't command him to go call on the name. He commanded him to get his name called upon him. A.T. Robertson, Lord, here, page 808. His chart on Colossians 3:17. Now notice, all of these things, he's going to refer to Acts 2:38, which we're scholars. He's going to refer to Acts 10:48, as you receive remission of sins through his name. He's going to refer to Acts 22:16, where the word called means someone's name is called upon someone else. He did not refer to the fact that Dr. Guyon Woods, your own brother of the Church of Christ, said that James 2:7, the name of Christ is more surely pronounced upon us in baptism. Never refer to the consistent use. Never look at the chart. Never refer to my chart on consistent use. Never refer to the Old Testament authority. Never refer to the Old Testament uses of in the name. There's a lot of things he's not referred to in his first two speeches. He's got one more speech, and I don't have a speech. I'm just being fair with you. You deal with it right after the speech, in your next speech. Now, I don't have time to refer to this, and I want you to note it down. I don't have the time to refer to all this, but he's waited until his last speech when I don't have an opportunity. Say one word about it.